Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. On this program, we discuss the genre of music known as the blues. We talk about the songs, the artists, the instruments, the history, and whatever we would like to talk about. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program, and I feel we have a very good program in store for you today. Thank you so much for listening. We're here every week, and today's show is a good one. I discovered some new artists. You know, the artists, they're not really new. They're just not the mainstream artists that you think about when you hear about the blues. But as I dig into the research, these artists are well-known, well-renowned, well-respected in the blues community. And if you're in that blues community, you know these names, you know, right away. And I just love doing this. I keep using the same description. I'm peeling the onion. And the more I peel, the more I find, and the more I like it. And these artists are wonderful artists. The first artist we're going to showcase today is Mr. Coco Montoya. Coco Montoya from Santa Monica, California. And let's get right into it here. Before the bullets fly, Mr. Coco Montoya.
Chances all my life, busting up these love affairs just like shooting dice. My stage's a game, girl, that's what keeps me satisfied, and I can leave in the nick of time just before the bullets fly.
That is Mr. Coco Montoya, Let the Bullets Fly. Like I mentioned earlier, this man is from Santa Monica, California. He is of Mexican descent. And his career started way back in the mid-70s. And he got a job offer from Mr. Albert Collins, the Iceman himself, to join his band as a drummer. And he's also, you know, a pretty accomplished drummer, guitar player at heart, though. So the whole time he was back there drumming behind Mr. Albert Collins, he watched him like a hawk and he learns so much. Just think how much you can learn from a master like Albert Collins and sit behind him every night on tour. And of course they toured a lot. What a great experience that was. But even better than that, in the 80s, he went back to playing his guitar, and he was playing in a local club in Los Angeles, and the legendary John Mayall of the Blues Breakers heard him playing his guitar at a club in Los Angeles. And he went to him after the show and asked him if he wanted to join the Blues Breakers. That's a pretty good feather in your cap right there. You know, think of the guitarists that have played for the Blues Breakers, including, you know, Eric Clapton and guys like that. And he played for him for 10 years. That's a pretty good accomplishment right there. And that also shows you how good a guitar player he is, because John Mayall did not have second-class musicians by any means. Hey, let's get right back into it. How about on Coco Montoya right here? Back in a Cadillac. Back in the Cadillac, Mr. Coco Montoya. I like the guitar playing. I like the dynamics of it. I like the key changes. And he's very good. Good style. You can see why John Mayall got him in the Blues Brothers. Oh, excuse me, the Blues Breakers, not the Blues Brothers. You know, he's been around a good while. In 2002, he was featured in a Bo Diddley tribute album called Hey Bo Diddley, a tribute. He performed the song Pills. And like I said, this guy is a very well-respected musician in the blues community. And I also like the fact that he's a left-handed guitar, but he doesn't turn the strings over. So his little strings on the top, big string on the bottom. Plays a left-handed body, but with a right-handed neck. And if you want to think about a Fender Stratocaster, you know the bridge pickup is turned at a different angle right there. So he gets a very unique sound by doing that. I think that's pretty cool. Every blues musician has their little niche, what makes them sound different from the next guy. And Coco Montoya is no exception. How about one more from Coco right here? How about Good Man Gone?
What you gonna do when the hen don't lay? Rooster won't crow at the break of day. Are you gonna cry, toss and turn all night long? What you gonna do?
Mr. Coco Montana, Good Man Gone, legendary musician, well-respected musician in the blues community from Santa Monica, California. Hey, we're going to take a short break here, but don't go away. We got a lot more coming, a lot more wonderful artists, and you are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,